Today on Trillionaire Mindset, Eli Lilly's capping prices of insulin drugs, and that's no cap.
Ozempic runs low for diabetes patients as weight loss use surges.
And the lab leak, most likely the origin of COVID-19 pandemic?
Don't forget to stick around to the end to find out about Ben's future wife.
Monkey at the beat, man.
Kramer, when I get done with you,
yeah.
Are you ready for a
trillionaire mindset? Fill me up, you know. Bitcoin solves this.
Bitcoin 100,000.
Well, I guess I might as well get out of the way, bitch. Check out the disclaimer in the description box.
No, I like when we forget about him. 15 yeah. minutes in, we go, oh.
I just like to get it out of the way.
No.
Man, who cares? Man, I got a story for you. So we all know my car got stolen. Yeah, and you know what's annoying is
What's annoying? The fact that they stole your car?
Yes, but the fact that people won't shut up about it. Like, oh, it keeps coming up, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, it got stolen. Yeah,
no,
I fucked up.
You won't shut up about it.
No. No.
My man is on a video podcast putting it out to the public.
Got stolen wheels.
Talking about how people need to shut up about it.
Well, so anyway, y'all aren't going to believe this, and I've been getting DMs from people being like, is this your car? Like, no. Did you see the picture I posted of the car?
I'll have the people, new blue Volvo?
Yeah.
Is this your car?
Yeah, I'll have... I mean, I appreciate your concern, but so...
I think they're mostly just fucking with you.
Probably, yeah. People do like to fuck with me. It's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. God. But so, AAA is my insurance provider, and they... told me that I would only get the money after 3.5 weeks. 3.5 weeks after the claim was filed, I would get the money. So this last Friday, I finally hit the 3.5 week mark, and the guy, my adjuster, sent me the paperwork to sign over the car to AAA officially, to relinquish the ownership of the car to them. They sent me the paperwork at the end of day Friday. I filled it out. I was like, all right. Then I got some cash out of the bank to go buy my new car. That following
How
Sunday.
How much cash?
$14,000.
He took $14,000 in cash out of the bank.
Yeah, it was terrifying. And
wait, but can we tell them where that was sitting?
Go ahead.
In his car. He left it in his fucking car.
In the rental car. It locked. I locked it, dude.
So stupid.
Yeah, well.
People say, make sure when you park in LA, people say, don't even leave. You know how sometimes you have your iPhone wire plugged in so you can do Apple Play and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, wrap that up and put it in your glove compartment because people will just smash your windows to take anything.
Yeah.
My man had $14,000 in his car.
Actually, no, I had $8,000. Oh. And then the next day is when I got the remaining amount out.
Fine.
But so Sunday morning, 9 a.m., I'm meeting the guy to buy the truck in Pasadena. And at 8:55, 5 minutes before he shows up, I get a call. No caller ID. Hello? Yes. Is this Benjamin? Yes. My name is Sergeant blah, blah, blah with the LAPD. We've recovered your car. And I cussed at him. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, no, we found it on whatever streets. I was in disbelief, and my buddy Adam, who drove me out there, got a great shot of me with my head down on the truck, just in disbelief that at the last minute, they finally found my fucking car. And so I went...
It's always in the last place you look.
I bought the truck because I realized I can't legally go pick it up. It's no longer mine.
Yeah.
But I bought the truck, and then I drove to the tow yard where it was, and there was a needle inside it. They had like fucked with some plastic parts and broke them. There was a tear in the driver's seat, the perfect pristine leather. It was very sad. But then I popped open the trunk. My golf clubs were still there and my surf leash and my fin. So I took those. And the tow truck guy was like, I didn't see nothing. And I was like, you damn right you didn't. And then I left. And then AAA called me the next day on Monday, and they said, hey, they recovered your car. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, well, you can either take the car back or keep the money. And I said, I'm keeping the money.
I'll keep the money.
Yep. So there's that story. And I love the new truck. And I wouldn't shut up about it this morning, would I?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Had to slam on my brakes and was like, see, it got good brakes, dude.
Oh, it's got good brakes.
Yeah, it smells so good.
He honked the horn and he goes, oh, it's got a good horn.
It's a great car.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're just jealous, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Big jealous. Huge jealous.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
No, I'm just happy. I'm happy you're happy.
Thank you. I'm so happy. I'm thrilled
Look
to drive
at him.
That fucker.
He's elated.
I love it. I like leaning on the back of it because it makes me feel like a truck guy. Yeah, I got a truck. I can lean on it. I could fold out. And, you know, I might sit on it later.
Nice.
Pull down, pop down the bed. Gate, rear gate.
Do you think you're a truck guy, though?
No.
Yeah, you're not.
No, I'm fully not a truck guy. But that's okay because truck guys are, they're a specific type of guy.
Yeah.
But then there's dudes like me who have a truck and aren't truck guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And us truck guys, we hate dudes like you.
You don't have a truck.
But I got a truck guy vibe.
No, you don't. You don't wear hats. Yeah, you do. But nah, dude, you're crunchy.
Fuck you.
You are. It's okay. I don't know what the hell I am. Man, I am tired though.
Anyway, thank you to everyone who came out to our first Tuck Shop after the long hiatus. It was very fun. Sold out show. People came out even in the rain. Fucking rocked.
Peter Dare came all the way from Arizona.
Yeah, we had people drive out from Arizona to come see the show. That was very cool. One woman came from San Diego to see the show. I love you all. Thank you for your support. We'll be back. We're off in March, but then come April 21st, we're just a monthly show, and you can come and you can hang out. Oh, also, I mean, plenty of people came and said hi. There was a bunch of people who DM'd me, or I saw comments that said, you know, hi, I was too nervous to come say hi. Just come say hi. I'll be very nice, I swear. If you come out...
And have really low expectations.
Come say hi. Because the other way doesn't work. I can't come up to you and go, hey, I bet you'd like to say hi. Because that would be weird.
Because you don't know if they came.
I don't. So you will have to do it. But I swear, it'll be very nice and lovely. We'll talk for a second.
It's very cool. Good show.
Thank you.
Good show. I hope the next one doesn't get rained out, though.
I think we'll be all right.
So we can be outside.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. Got that historic snowfall hitting LA right now.
Dude, well, so people were making fun of us because last week we were complaining about the weather.
Yeah. People are trapped in their homes.
Yeah, well, I also don't think people realize what it means when it's, because they were like 50 degrees. That's not even bad, right? And it's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in New York, you're like, holy shit, 50 degrees. What a day in February. But here, all of our homes are made out of paper, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Every building here, like, they're just not suited for... So it's not about being outside. Everywhere I go, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
It's freezing right now.
Yeah,
I'm layered up just to record the fucking episode.
The wind was blowing, and I could feel it blowing in my bedroom.
Oh, through... Yeah.
Yeah.
When the wind blows, you have a draft in your home.
Yeah.
The second I turn off the heat...
Gets immediately
cold. It's just gone.
Yeah.
I turned off... Because I didn't want to leave it on all day. I turned off the heat when I left today, and it's just going to suck. It's going to take forever to heat up my... apartment again. LA is so cold when it's not hot.
And the people who say, oh, LA drivers, they don't know how to drive when it's waning. Yeah, you know who LA drivers are? You people who come here.
What?
It's all transplants. The people who complain the most about LA drivers are non-native Angelinos who come here from, you know, the Midwest and shit and fuck it all up for the rest of us. I know how to drive. I'm born and raised here, bitch. I know how to do it.
I don't know.
It's everybody else that's the problem.
Yeah.
Do you not follow?
Like, I do. I just think maybe you have a...
skewed perspective?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, probably.
A toxic perspective.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
It couldn't be me.
It couldn't
It's be. All of you.
It's like when I sit in traffic, it's everybody else's.
Yeah.
Why are you all out here? I have somewhere to go.
Right.
I'm joking. I don't think that at all.
Sure you do.
I never think that in traffic. I just think this fucking sucks. Thank God I don't drive a stick shift.
True. truly the craziest of all people, stick shifters in LA.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless them, though.
Hey, we do freaking salute to Omar. That's a trillionaire mindset salute.
Yeah. Hey, so we got, oh shit, I forgot about this stuff. Okay, let's see. We got a new sticker and pink oversized shirt restock, which is what I'm wearing right now. The new sticker pack includes nothing like phone sexing your brother through a go-between.
Oh, do we have a picture of him?
I don't know. We probably will, and it'll come up right here.
It'll look really nice.
Bing. Also, we got the Reddit Ask Us Anything this Friday. Is that tomorrow for us?
Yeah, but if they're watching this, you missed it already.
Right, so go back and check it out.
You can go back and read some of our answers.
Yeah, man, I can't believe what you said about racism, dude. Crazy.
That's it. Cut it out.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. The post is up, so go ask your questions. Well, that's pointless to say because it's already over.
But join
well,
but join the Reddit and maybe you'll be a part of the next one.
Yeah, you dipshit. All right, let's get right into it, huh?
Oh, this is a good way to do it. So those needles that Ben found in his car, it's not because it was stolen by junkies. It was actually diabetic.
Yeah, it was a diabetic, man. Oh, the type 2, dude, gets all of us. Some of us.
Live stream plug.
This Sunday, March 5th,
from 8:30 p.m. Pacific time to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Waleed will be doing a 12-hour live stream as his fantasy punishment on the TMG Studios YouTube channel and TMG Studios TikTok, and we will be stopping by to support him around 11 p.m. through 1 a.m. Tune in if you want to see us.
If you want to see us, tune in.
That's it. We got it. Tune in if you want to see us. Hey, you know,
big news in diabetes land.
Yeah, diabetes land. It ain't just the Jonas brother who had that Dexcom Super Bowl commercial. What is that thing? You just pop it on your, it just like sucks into your arm and.
You know, I don't know. But
I don't want to know.
Well, then don't ask.
Yeah. So you know Eli Lilly?
Yep, that's the first story.
Yeah, they're cutting their price of insulin drugs. They're capping it at
$35 a month out of pocket.
And that is no cap.
Pause for laughter.
No cap.
And the audience has probably stopped laughing time, and now we can get into it.
It's... You would think that they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts, but they're not. They're doing it because they see the writing on the wall, and competition is sneaking up on them. Mark Cuban has his thing.
Oh, you think Cube?
I know he is.
Well, also, the funniest thing is everyone's pointing to that tweet, which is very... Remember the tweet when everyone was changing their names, paying the $8 a month on Twitter?
To get the verification.
And changing their name. Yeah. Yep, so they could have the badge next to it, and then they would change it to a company, a person, or whatever, and fake people. Someone bought the verification. I think they... Because the actual Eli Lilly account, I think their handle is LilyPad, which is very odd. But they made theirs like Eli Lilly and Co., and they tweeted out, insulin is now free.
Yeah, and it tanked their stock.
It tanked their stock. And so it's a lot of people are like, they're the heroes who...
I mean, they are, I guess, just...
It was a very funny thing to do. I don't know if... Right. I don't know if this is why they're... I don't think this is why they're deciding to lower their insulin prices.
It's not. It's in part because of the Inflation Reduction Act that I think took effect in January.
Well, yeah, Biden capped... It was $35 a month for Medicare.
Yeah, for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And so this new thing that Eli Lilly's doing...
And he said he wanted to expand that to everyone.
So they are... Obviously caving to political pressure because they're capping it at $35 a month for private insurance people. But then for the uninsured, it's also $35 a month, but you have to enroll in their like copay program. Yeah. I don't know why, like just, I don't know what the fuck that is. Probably going to sell their information.
You gotta make it back somehow.
Yeah. Just like when I apply for a new credit card, I get fucking all sorts of junk mail from other credit card companies.
Oh, you ever... It's funny they send those things about opting out of having your information sold.
Yeah.
And they're basically like, you can't.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I just say, yes, take it. Take my information. I don't care.
You can opt out of like one or two weird things and then they're like, we're giving it away to everyone else.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Oh, Jesus. They should just let you sell it yourself. It's my information.
The highest bidder?
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I was reading about this company called Civica RX, and they're doing it at, but it's different. It's not per month. It was like per, not per vial, but also like per pack. For like five vials or something is going to cost $30. So I don't know how often a diabetic has to
save.
Thank you. Has to inject themselves. Do they have to do it in the belly? Where you do it?
I don't know. I've never.
God, I can never do it.
Oh, never.
I would die.
Yeah,
I would go into diabetic shock constantly.
But I am very I'm very confused why all of a sudden this is. I mean, I'm glad it's happening, but I feel like we've been seeing videos of people for so long. You know, I mean, they're horrible. They're talking about how they have to ration their insulin and
because of the high cost.
Yeah.
Well, because it for the longest time, insulin was not a monopoly, but
now it's a monopoly.
Well, no,
it's like three companies.
It's Novo Nordisk, Eli Lilly, and a third one. They're like the main manufacturers and distributors.
I would call that a monopoly.
Yeah, or a duopoly.
When three people control the whole thing, yeah.
And but now they've got, I don't know why it's taken so long, but yeah, now you got, it's just sugar water. Just fucking pour some sugar into the shit and mix it up.
And just for context, I think, I'm pretty sure since the 90s, the price of insulin has gone up 600%, inflation adjusted.
Cool. Yeah, I got a buddy whose daughter is diabetic, and he was talking about how it's like a $500 a month habit. Got to get her off that shit, man.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. So yeah, Mark Cuban's company, our competition. So it is, it's pretty obvious that it's not out of the goodness of their hearts or anything like that. It's political pressure that they're caving to. And also they're, like I said, seeing the writing on the wall.
Oh, I mean, if it was out of the goodness of their heart, this
they'd
all would have
free.
They'd make it free. This all would have changed the first time those videos went viral of people who died because they couldn't afford their insulin.
Yeah. How much
people who had to, you know, who are already working multiple jobs trying to stretch as much insulin for their kids as possible.
Yeah. You know what's wild? Just a few short years ago, Apple was worth, I don't know, $350 billion. And it was like, holy shit, they're the biggest they've ever been. And, you know, Jesus Christ, it's huge. Apple, who would have thought $350 billion? I think Eli Lilly is valued at about $350 billion. Which is fucking bonkers.
Hmm.
That's so big for a pharmaceuticals company. I mean, I don't know. Can we Google that real fast? Eli Lilly market cap? I want to say it's either like 280 or 350, something like that. Somewhere in between. 297 billion with a B. Wow, that's way fucking bigger than Pfizer.
And how's the stock doing after this announcement?
It's down from 325 5 days ago, 350 but a couple weeks ago to, wow, it's peeled off quite a bit. Oh, babu. Speaking of Eli Lilly, the other big news.
Yeah, so there's now another product available for diabetics.
Mm-hmm. Has been for a while, right?
Yeah, called Ozempic.
Sounds like a Greek god, doesn't it?
Ozempic.
Yeah. Kind
of. I guess you're thinking of like Olympic?
Yeah, Ozempic. He's the Greek god of diabetes. He's cursed with having to prick his finger once a day. You know, because that's what diabetics have to do.
I don't think they have to do that anymore.
They don't have to
do that? I don't know. I don't know how diabetes... We're going to get in trouble with the diabetic crowd.
Yeah. Just apologies in advance to the
diabetic crowd.
God damn.
We're with you. We stand with you.
Yeah. Or sit when you get lightheaded from pricking your finger. Fucking blows, God.
Wait, but so part of that, also part of the... some people are saying that Eli Lilly wants to get on the good side of the Biden administration because they want to be able to classify their... they want to make sure that weight loss drugs can be covered under insurance.
Right, and they want that because you're going to get more money from insurance than you are from people having to pay out of pocket. It's way more, you know, it's more likely that an insurance company is going to be able to cover your shit versus if it costs $500, $1,000 versus, well, I guess... Right. If I have to pay out of pocket, I'm just going to opt to not, especially if it's for something that for some people is not cosmetic, but a kind of like how the celebrities are using it.
Right. So Ozempic is a new diabetic drug.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I want to find the chemical that everyone's talking about. It's like semaglutide.
Awesome.
Is that how you would say it?
Let me see.
Its main ingredient called semaglutide.
Semaglutide.
Also has been shown in studies to reduce weight, right? And so part of the big, one of the reasons people like Ozempic is rather than, I think, having to inject yourself with insulin every day, mm-hmm. Ozempic is a once a week injection.
Beautiful.
Much nicer.
Yeah.
Once a week or every fucking day.
And they discovered that depending on who you ask, a side effect of it is weight loss because it slows down the digestion process.
Yeah.
And they therefore leaves you feeling satiated for longer. Yep. And so, very quickly, people realized, oh shit, this drug can double as a weight loss drug.
Right. And I'm trying to find the name now.
WeGovy or something.
Is that what it is?
I think it's...
It's something like, yeah.
It's a... What the fuck kind of name is that?
They rebranded it as a non-diabetic drug, as a weight loss drug
right.
called...
WeGovy. Yeah, and it's a higher dosage too.
Yes.
So WeGovy is a higher dosage, and it was getting prescribed for people with obesity, like where it was, you know, you need to lose a lot of weight, and it's highly effective as it turns out. But then the celebs.
Yeah, celebrities, and it was going crazy on TikTok.
Of course, naturally.
And Andy Cohen,
mm-hmm.
catty bitch that he is.
Uh-huh. Wait, who is he?
Watch What Happens Live. Like Bravo TV.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But right. I think the host of those things.
All right.
And the guy, I think he gets loaded on New Year's Eve every year.
Oh, yeah, that
and
guy.
And he's on CNN or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember now.
There's also, there's some really beautiful clips of it. I think there's one where he's very drunk and he's talking to like the mayor of New York City, just like, no, I don't care. Let me say it. but he tweeted out about how.
I love Ozempic.
No. He was calling everyone out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here, wait. I have it.
Or WeGovy. WeGovy.
Andy Cohen called out celebrities using Ozempic for weight loss, tweeting, everyone is suddenly showing up 25 pounds later. Yeah. What happens when they stop taking Ozempic? ?
Was he asking that because he knew what happens when you stop taking it?
I wasn't in the mind of...
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, and the answer, folks, is you regain the weight that you lost.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Dr. Spencer, whatever.
You just get...
Most people will regain the weight they lost, or at least a lot of it.
Yeah. But the problem is, okay, so there's a big issue. Because so many people are taking WeGovy at a higher dosage, it fucks with the supply of Ozempic. So those diabetics who need it, their side effects, their effects for when they stop taking it is much more pronounced and much more serious, a.k.a. they can go into diabetic shock and coma and fucking die.
Right.
So a lot of doctors were seeing a lot of panicked patients reaching out saying, what the fuck do I do? But also the WeGovy people being like, I got to keep this.
Well, also not only that, people who, because WeGovy was gone very quickly. But what they realized was that they could just get a prescription for Ozempic.
Right.
So you could just ask your doctor, well, just write me a prescription for Ozempic.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to, some doctors were saying, it's pretty easy to just show some irregularities in blood sugar levels to
warrant that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Gotta love the Hippocratic Oath. it just is a total fail-safe.
Yeah. The average weight loss drug on the market prior to WeGovy caused 7 to 10% of body weight loss, whereas WeGovy is now topping 15 to 17% body weight loss.
God damn. Why don't people just do old-fashioned coffee and cigarettes, huh? Rail some Adderall. You want to curb your appetite?
It's hard to not eat.
Of course it's hard to not eat.
That's what the gross thing is, that it's just making you not eat. People are acting like it's some kind of wonder drug, and it's like...
No, it's just an appetite.
It's just ruining your appetite.
Basically. Well, and slowing down the digestion process.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, smoke some cigarettes, drink some coffee, rail some Adderall.
Adderall
don't do that. I'm not advocating for that. Don't do that.
Adderall will do that.
Oh, man. When I was in college, it's amazing how Adderall can turn your favorite food into the most disgusting piece of shit you've ever... Like, you could put a hot steaming pile of blueberry pancakes in front of me, drowning in syrup and whipped cream, and if I'm on Adderall, I'm going, ugh.
I would force it down.
I would do shakes. Shakes I could tolerate, yeah. And I would do shakes.
But because even though you're not hungry, mm-hmm. you can feel the physical emptiness in your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And it's horrible.
Well, you know what I would do? I would get freaked out because Adderall's chemical compound or whatever is amphetamine salt.
Yeah.
And the salt part, I would read online that if you take too much Adderall, you can get kidney stones. So I would overcompensate by drinking a ton of water. And there was this one week in particular where I would drink a whole pint of water. 30 minutes later, I pissed it all out. So I'm like, I got to drink more water because I just peed it all out. Drink another whole pint of water. I would just chug. And it got to the point where my bladder was so full, I would pee, but then feel like I still had to fully pee. And I'd come out of the bathroom feeling like I'm about to piss my pants. And it freaked me out because it was like I screwed up my... piss equilibrium or whatever.
Oh, man, you don't want to screw up the piss equilibrium.
No, man, it was terrifying. And I thought, okay, I got to stop drinking so much water. What I should have thought was...
Stop doing Adderall.
Got to stop taking so much fucking Adderall.
Yeah, I can't believe they put kids on that shit.
Yeah, I can't believe they do a lot of things to kids.
Like what? Name one.
Well, we were talking about it in the car on the way over here. In the truck, rather. It's not a car, it's a truck. What's the acne drug?
Oh, Accutane.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Yeah, because Accutane fucks kids up too, but they don't care. They truly don't care. Don't doctors get kickbacks by drug companies for recommending certain drugs over others?
Probably.
Yeah. God damn it. It fucking pisses me off. Like, obviously, we need drug companies. We need someone to manufacture the shit. There are huge... benefits for medications for people that suffer from whatever ails them. But at the same time, you know, overprescribing shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you could take a Ozempic. I'll just fuck around with the blood samples so that it's justified.
Yeah.
Or my first psychiatrist saw me for like 3 minutes and said, okay, let's put you on Prozac when I was in high school. Thanks, bitch.
Did that fuck with you?
No, it actually helped my OCD, but...
Oh, yeah, aren't you still on something like that?
No, I mean, I stopped for the longest time. I started taking Lexapro a couple of years ago, and it helped me tremendously.
Okay, you're screaming at me.
I am? So...
Yeah, but what's going to happen to all the... I mean...
Well, the shortage is being worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who took Ozempic or Wegovy?
Elon Musk. Yeah, I mean, this is all, the craze is from celebrities and stuff. This was he said the demand for Wegovy and Ozempic is being driven by celebrities and social media influencers using the drug.
Yeah.
As an obesity medicine specialist, I really cringe at this thought. This is Dr. Jamie Ard, co-director of the Weight Management Center at the Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. When these drugs are used for cosmetic, not medical purposes, it can drive usage rates that create or worsen disparities in medication access. Mm. In other words, people who don't really need these medications but can afford to pay a lot for them can cause supply issues for people who do need the medication but can't afford to pay for it outright.
Right, which is what we're seeing now.
As for the safety of basing weight loss treatment decisions off social and celebrity advice, it's fine to hear about people's methods of losing weight, but you should treat obesity as you would any other medical condition.
Right.
You wouldn't find me seeking advice on how to treat heart disease or cancer from a celebrity or influencer with no medical training.
I don't know about that.
You really shouldn't turn to these sources for advice on how to lose weight healthfully.
That that guy who's adjacent to Liverman, what's his name? Liver King. Wow, where'd he go, huh? Just disappeared off the face of the earth. Yeah, you haven't thought about him in a while, haven't you?
No.
Okay, so his, like, I don't know, whatever the fuck, his, the guy who's similar to him, who's like, I'm a plant-based doctor, and he's got crazy eyes. I saw a video of him talking about how his cholesterol is super high.
But that's a good thing?
Yeah, he said, but I don't think the cholesterol is necessarily a bad thing. And it's like, you're a fucking moron. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's objectively a bad thing to have high LDL or bad cholesterol, whatever it is. Jesus Christ, these fucking charlatans.
Is Elon Musk like super fucking thin now?
I don't know. I think he tweeted in 2019. He had lost some weight at the time. And he was like, I attribute it to whatever. And Wegovy. Hashtag Wegovy, I believe.
Hashtag Wegovy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got a little kickback.
Like he needs it.
You never let an opportunity go to waste.
Weight loss drugs are no new phenomenon. There was...
But this one seems like it's way more effective than
right.
anything I've...
And the only negative side effect, it seems, is...
You don't get to eat.
Well, is that after you take it, after you stop taking it, you...
Gain it
if
all
you're
right
diabetic,
back.
You die. And if you're if you're overweight, you just gain it all back. But there was a drug combination back in the 90s called Fen-Phen. That was the nickname given to it because the first Phen stood for, you know, it was P-H-E-N, phenyl, whatever the fuck, and then F-E-N for the other drug. And it was touted as this like miracle thing back in the day. Yeah, fenfluramine and phentermine. But yeah, it was an anti-obesity treatment in the early 1990s that utilized two anorexics. And it was taken off the market because it was like fucking killing women. I Jesus. Think mostly women. Yeah, it would give you like heart shit. And then the brakes came to a screeching halt. And I think there was like a $16 billion. Yeah, side effects. Chest pain.
Worth
decreased
it.
Ability to exercise.
Worth it.
Fast, irregular pounding or racing
Worth
heartbeat
it.
Or pulse. Numbness or tingling
Worth
in the arms
it.
Or legs. Swelling of the feet or lower legs. Trembling or shaking of the legs, arms, hands, or feet.
Trouble breathing.
Trouble with thinking, speaking, or walking. Christ. All right.
How
why,
bad do you want it?
Yeah. Why was Fen-Phen taken off the market? Can you click that? After reports of valvular heart disease and pulmonary hypertension, primarily in women who had been undergoing treatment with Fen-Phen, the FDA requested its withdrawal from the market in September of 97.
What's the,
what?
Fuck, what's that supermodel?
Heidi Klum.
No. Kate Moss, maybe?
Kate Moss. No, she was a cigarettes gal.
The famous quote?
She was
nothing...
Oh,
nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Jesus Christ, up. Man. Ay, ay, ay.
We're entering a real 90s.
Yeah, it's these Gen Zers. Because now the 90s for them is like the, I don't know, the fucking 80s.
All this stuff, I mean, it's not entirely clear that we won't start seeing this with Ozempic users.
Yeah. Do you remember around...
There's got to be some serious deleterious effects to just not eating.
Do you remember around the 90s, that same time, there was this new cooking oil that was being used in like chips and it was touted as like, oh, it's finally like zero fat, all sorts of stuff. But the side effect was anal leakage.
Yeah, worth it.
Do you remember that?
No.
Type in anal leakage potato chip. Olestra, that's what it was. It was approved as an additive in 96, but it quickly lost its popularity due to unpleasant side effects. The body could not absorb the substance, which in larger amounts caused gastric cramps and
Jesus
diarrhea.
Jesus Christ.
Olestra and the chips became known for causing anal leakage. Yes, sir. The more you know. Man, this is a dense episode so
it's
far.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, Olestra. Oh, God. Anal oil leakage. Hi. Yay.
Maybe we need to take away celebrities' platforms.
Really? So what, the Oscars? SAG Awards?
No.
The Emmys?
Get them off of social everything. Media and stuff. Yeah, get them off everything. Yeah. They're all fucking brain dead.
True.
Like, celebrities used to just, you know, they would come out on a fucking talk show for 5 minutes.
Yeah, they'd mind their
tell
own
their
business.
Dumb story.
Yeah.
And then move on with their lives.
Yeah.
Now they're all talking to a camera. Going, here's how you lose weight. And you go, oh my God, I love that person.
Well, now you've got...
I don't need to talk to a doctor.
But arguably, it's not the celebrities. It's the TikTok influencers.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to send them to a camp anyway.
Yeah. What should we call it?
Well, it'll be called something misleading.
Oh, like weight loss camp? fun TikTok camp?
Yeah.
Viral camp. Yeah, yeah. Free money camp. Yeah. Unlimited ad money camp. Damn, that sounds good. We should go there.
No, but you have a bunch of brain dead people with a ton of influence.
Yeah.
Pushing brain dead ideas.
Yeah. Speaking of, do you see that the TikTok beauty filter that's really breaking people's brains because it's so good, it's disturbing. You can like touch your face and it stays on there.
We've come a long way from hot Squidward.
Oh God, truly. Here's this woman talking about it. She's like touching her face. For the audio listener, it's a beautiful woman with a full face of curve.
Well, we don't know if she's beautiful because she has some kind of filter on that makes her beautiful.
She could be a total uggo. Let's see.
This one doesn't.
I don't think she takes the filter off.
And you know what? I wouldn't either. If you've seen some of these,
yeah.
Even if the people are not, it's a shocking.
Scroll down. There's more. Oh yeah, here's this girl.
I think she does it.
Yeah, she does. Oh, she's so hideous without the filter. She looks great without the filter.
Wait, yeah. She what?
Good for you, Sophie. Whatever your name is.
You won't catch me putting this filter on my face.
I tried it.
Did you really?
It made my lips all big, and I was like, "Come on, man. Don't show me what I could look like."
Did you look good?
I look good, yeah, sure. Would I fuck me? I don't know. This girl looks fine. She looked better without it. So it's just, it's this filter that, and so that lends itself to the other thing, which is TikTok makes teenage girls feel bad. And you don't need to be a doctor to figure that one out.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if there is, they don't really have a reason, but I mean, if you have seen in the last couple of weeks, there's been this string of articles. Teen girls report record levels of sadness from the New York Times. In the Atlantic, America's teenage girls are not okay.
You know what
another
it is?
From the Atlantic, adults are letting teen girls down. No, teen suicide isn't rising because life got objectively worse. Don't let politics cloud your view of what's going on with teens and depression.
It's the seed oils. Seed oils, dude.
Bitcoin solves this.
They need to just eat butter and meat.
But the thing is, they can't really figure it out, which is kind of...
I can tell them. It's comparing and despairing. It's seeing other people who... You can be the prettiest girl in the room, but there's another girl in another room who's prettier in a different way that makes you feel bad about yourself. Maybe she's got something else that you don't have. Better hair, legs, lips, face, whatever. And you're seeing it in your face constantly.
Yeah, but as of right now, I don't think they've found a direct link between...
social media and that?
Yeah. Look, I'm
Give
with you. And people
break.
Admit that, you know, it in a few short years, we may very well see, you know, a direct link where we're like, holy shit, this is like smoking in the 50s. But.
Because it takes time to do the research, I guess. And I'm sure that some major, major social media companies who we cannot name here are probably doing the best that they can to mitigate such studies and provide all the data that they can that would prove that wrong.
Yeah.
I think if you were to, I mean, dude, even myself as a grown-ass man, a well-adjusted, very well-rounded, mature, smart man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even I feel bad sometimes.
From social media?
From social media, sure.
I feel bad in the sense that I feel like it takes away from my...
life?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've gotten better about curbing it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the huge dopamine rush and everything from posting or any of that shit. I have everyone muted basically except for some very close friends. I don't feel like I'm watching peers going like, oh, why don't I have that?
Yeah.
I keep my eyes on my own plate.
Yeah, that's right. On your own paper is what I say. Keep your eyes on your own paper, man.
Keep my eyes on my own plate.
Yeah, paper.
No, plate.
Yeah, but you're eating. You got to get on Ozempic, dude, or Wegovy. Manage that shit.
But I think it's probably very different for young people.
Yeah.
So... I was peeking at some of the questions uh-huh. that were in our Reddit AMA. Uh-huh. There's a good amount of, I'm 20, I'm 21, I feel totally lost, need advice, blah, 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 which is great. But I mean, not great, but...
Join the Navy.
No.
See the world.
This, I find it very odd, this feeling of being 20 mm-hmm. and going, I don't have anything sorted out. And I'm like, you're 20.
I felt that way at 20.
But did you feel I don't know.
Existential dread?
The pressure to have it. Because I don't know if I felt a pressure to have it. 20 is insanely young.
Yeah.
And I think that probably comes from, dude, that weird TikTok, not hustle culture, because that's a whole separate thing, but everyone is on there branding themselves. And yeah. you probably have people your age who are 20 talking about their life and what they want out of life and what they've accomplished and all the, and it's all very weird and manufactured, and you have to just be constantly subjected to it.
Right.
Whereas you can't just be a college sophomore anymore. You have to like have a brand.
Well, we'll have to answer that one in the Ask Us Anything. We've already answered it in the future. So by the time people get this, hopefully our answer is sufficient and helpful.
But I mean, we can give our best approximation of an answer, but we grew up in a, when I was 20, 13 years ago, it was a very different time. I didn't have Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was drinking High Lifes like it was a fucking sport.
Oh, right, my man.
With the dumbest motherfuckers you've ever met in your life.
Yeah.
I think I had a sense of, you know, I need to figure out what I'm going to do with my life and everything like that. But it didn't feel like everything was constantly being reflected back at me.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have X, Y, and Z,
right.
I think I felt that way a little bit later in life.
Sure.
And you start to really feel the pressure of, I'm getting older.
The whole decade of your 20s is figuring it out. And then the 30s is figuring out what you got wrong. And then your 40s is depression, I think, probably. Nah, probably not.
And I don't even think, I think your 30s is more just acceptance, right? It's the, your 20s is,
it's fretting over everything, and then your 30s is like,
have you read The Bell Jar?
No.
Do you know that famous quote from The Bell Jar where she's talking about the fig tree?
I think, remind me.
She's fretting about her life. She's a young woman fretting about all the different opportunities in her life, right? Mm-hmm. And she can see a fig jar growing, a fig tree growing out, and each branch and leaf and plant that grows, there's a new fig that bears fruit, and each one is a opportunity she didn't take.
Yeah.
And she's just paralyzed with
indecision
and fear.
Right.
And she's like afraid of watching each fruit wither up and die if she doesn't pick one.
I was the same way.
It's a universal thing.
That's why
it appeals to so many people. But I think in your 30s, it's not a depression over that or anything, or figuring out what you did wrong. It's just, you don't have to worry about that. A lot of those things are gone and you're on a path.
Right. So I think things like TikTok and Instagram may definitely exacerbate those feelings of uncertainty and paralyzation and indecision. So TikTok is rolling out this two-hour daily limit, I believe.
Should we read the quote?
It's a long one. Jesus Christ.
It's not that long.
I saw my life branching out before me.
Like the green fig tree in the story, from the tip of every branch. Zoom in. I'm always at the fucking eye doctor. There we go. From the tip of every branch, like a fat purple fig, a wonderful future beckoned and winked. One fig was a husband and a happy home and children. Another fig was a famous poet. And another fig was a brilliant professor. And another fig was E.G., the amazing editor. And another fig was Europe and Africa and South America. And another fig was Constantine and Socrates and Attila and a pack of other lovers with queer names. And offbeat professions, and another fig was an Olympic lady crew champion, and beyond and above these figs were many more figs I couldn't quite make out. I saw myself sitting in the crotch of this fig tree, starving to death, just because I couldn't make up my mind which of the figs I would choose. I wanted each and every one of them, but choosing one meant losing all the rest, and as I sat there, unable to decide, the figs began to wrinkle and go black, and one by one, they plopped to the ground at my feet.
Damn.
You know what is funny? Everyone loves sharing that quote.
Yeah.
But I haven't read it in a while, but I'm pretty sure that just like a couple paragraphs below that, she's like,
and then I chose a fig and it was great.
No. She's like, she eats something and she was like, I think I was just hungry and acting.
She was on Ozempic. I made that joke twice now. Yeah. She should just mash all the figs together and make a fig Newton bar.
Make a fig jam.
Fig jam. There you go. Dip the fig jam in the fig Newton in the fig jam bar.
When life gives you
whatever the hell.
Dead figs.
Yeah. So TikTok's rolling out a 60-minute time limit for users under 18, and after it's reached, they'll have to enter a passcode requiring them to make an active decision to keep scrolling. Gee, I wonder if that is going to work. Probably not, because if there's one thing that I probably know about teenagers is that they have poor impulse control.
And adults.
Yeah.
The amount of 30-year-olds I know who are just glued to TikTok.
Yeah.
It's...
Well, TikTok is great, but it fucking sucks at the same time.
Also, the amount of, you know, a lot of people talk about the isolating nature of the world we live in now. I would be remiss to not mention, I have some friends coming out this week, actually, and then we're all going to Indian Wells. And it's we were all on a FaceTime last night, just kind of planning what we're going to be doing and everything. Mm-hmm. And I felt high when we hung up. It's so nice just actually being with people you love. And that's the real.
I'm going to Joshua Tree next week. It's going to be nice. But yeah, I feel you. We got more to get to here. Hey, y'all remember the novel coronavirus?
No.
Known as COVID-19?
What is that?
It was this thing that came out a couple years ago and made a bunch of people sick. Well, the Energy Department is now saying that it came from a lab leak is most likely the...
Important to note, they're saying it with low confidence.
Yeah.
But it's another agency, that for the FBI, for example, came out and said it was most likely, the most likely origin was the lab leak. They said that, I think they said that with moderate confidence.
Yeah.
There are other agencies who still think it was a natural transmission from a bat.
I'm still keeping my eye on this H5N1 bird flu.
I know you are, pal. You always got your eye on that.
Well, because it's there's human cases that pop up, and I know it happens. It happens, but if that starts to have human-to-human transmission, look out. I saw an interesting thing, though. Novavax is a publicly traded company, and their stock shot from about $4 a share in 2020 to a high of $325 in 2021. And now it's back all the way down to $6.80. They were a COVID-19 vaccine maker, and they said on Tuesday that they have doubts they can remain in business. And they're slashing spending. They're preparing for a fall vaccine campaign, but it looks like the government's not going to renew their contract. Isn't that wild? $4 to $3.25, all the way back to $6.80, all within 3 years.
Yeah, but I feel like it kind of makes sense.
Of course,
it's funny,
it makes sense.
You know, Pfizer and Moderna were talking about how, you know, we're going to charge the market price where, you know, it's not going to be free anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are people even taking them anymore?
Yeah.
What
a mess.
You know, go get vaccinated. But I think if people decided not to take it, they're not going to get on board now.
Yeah. What terrifies me is if we do get another pandemic that is as contagious or around the same amount of contagious as COVID is, but more deadly, we're fucked.
Why?
Because people aren't going to listen. It'll be all the Marjorie Taylor Greens are going to be like, I'm not staying in my house. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not taking no vaccine from no government.
I think they would if people were dropping dead. I think that was kind of the problem, right? People weren't dropping dead. And it kind of seemed like,
right.
It was hard to get people on board with,
yeah,
when they didn't feel like they were in danger at all. Right. And it mostly affected old people.
Yeah, that's true.
And people with comorbidities.
Yeah. Yeah, this is from 6 days ago. The WHO is working with Cambodia, and they call the bird flu situation, quote, worrying. The global H5N1 situation is worrying given the widespread of the virus in birds around the world and the increasing reports of cases in mammals, including humans. WHO takes the risk from this virus seriously and urges heightened vigilance from all countries. Yeah, there was a girl, an 11-year-old girl, died due to H5N1. And her father, who had been showing symptoms, also tested positive. So that's... Wow, and then this other, geez, look at that. More than half of the world will be overweight or obese by 2035.
We've got to be close to that already.
Fascinating.
I mean, isn't America, aren't we half?
I don't know. I think I thought you were going to say who is the most obese country, and I believe it is the UK, actually.
No, in developed countries, America is number one.
Really? I thought it was the UK. Oh, well. We'll never know.
We can look it up.
Nah, we don't need to know. Oh, yeah, so America's right up there. We're number one. We're number one.
Yeah, they're like blue. The UK is...
Yeah. We're looking at a map, guys. Anyway, we got more to get to here. You know, we had... Should we talk about Tesla, or do you want to talk about...
Wait, you know who won't say... Okay, Jesus.
What? No, who won't say what?
You know who won't say what their theory on origins of the...
Who?
The CIA.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fucking God.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Tesla had their big investor day 2 days ago for you guys, yesterday for us, and it was a big fucking flop. The stock is down like 8% today because they no longer are doing what they used to do and overpromising a bunch of shit, which is really fascinating to me because that's what they used to have going for them, is promising the world. Like in 2017, when he unveiled his master plan part deux, it's now part three, but back then he was promising like electrified mass transport vehicles, aka like buses and trains. He was promising fully autonomous robo taxis, none of which, the only thing that came to fruition from his part deux thing back in 2017 was the one puny 35 mile an hour Hyperloop in Las Vegas. That's it.
Yeah, people love that, dude. It's sick.
No, but now it's like it's finally slowly fucking happening, but too little too late, if you ask me, because the stock is split so many times, it's like it doesn't fucking matter. But I feel like he's finally on the cusp. He's on the downslope in terms of how much people blindly believe in him and trust him to be the techno king of the world who's going to save humanity. It's like, oh, the snake oil is starting to prove ineffective. And even they know it because they're no longer promising a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I might have said this already, but I found the most interesting. I think a big part of it is his turn to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be seen driving a Tesla because it's associated with him and his cringe personal brand.
Like, my friends are for the most part just people who they're just good liberals, we do the right thing, you know what I mean? At the Super Bowl when he came on the screen, everyone booed and I was like, "What? You guys are..." I don't think they care about his, you know, snake oil salesman type stuff. I think they're pissed at his weird alignment with the intellectual dark web and weird, you know, anti-trans, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And people don't want to be associated with that. Whereas before, I think people didn't think about it much. They were kind of like, oh, it's this guy with great ideas. He's going to revolutionize transport, he's going to get us to Mars. They weren't paying all that much attention to him.
Right. He, in their presentation, though, they didn't come out with any new models, like some speculation that they would. It was like 3 hours long. They basically said that the world has enough semiconductor microchip manufacturing capabilities to satisfy Tesla's needs. Basically made a whole bunch of outlandish ideas that Tesla's growth is virtually infinite, which is what they always like to say, all the Tesla permeables.
Well, just wait till the Cybertruck comes out.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait till those big fucking ugly pieces of shit are all over the road. God damn it.
Hey, you're a truck driver now.
I am a truck driver.
You can give them a little toot. Say, hey, me too.
No, that's a... No. I got an ICE, dude. Internal combustion engine, baby. I ain't fucking with no thing. I don't need that. I don't want that. So it was just a big fucking dud and it was disjointed and
You didn't like the little video of a robot making another robot?
Oh yeah, that was the other thing, is he said that he
robots
predicts,
are going to outnumber us?
Yeah, by like 2030.
You better be nice.
Jesus Christ.
I'm out there. I'm tipping my robots.
Yeah. You see those little delivery bots and you give them a nice little pat on the top?
I say, keep the change.
Yeah.
They're going to remember. I'm going to be like Ethan Hawke in Training Day.
In what sense?
The
girl's wallet that he kept?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got to watch Training Day if you haven't seen it. The man smokes PCP.
Is it
it's
good?
Crazy. Yeah, it's a great movie.
I remember it.
It's good.
You know those movies when you're a teenager and you're like, I'm supposed to like this.
Yeah, Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It still is a fun movie to watch, but yeah.
Training Day is probably better than Boondock Saints.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure.
Fuck, I just remember that guy going, you like getting your shit pushed in, man.
Yeah, I like getting my shit pushed in. That's, what's his name from Breaking Bad? Tuco.
Oh.
Tight, tight, tight! Him. I fucking love him. So yeah, the Tesla thing was a big fucking flop, and man, I don't know. I can't wait for the air to come out of that. Even their own disclaimer, Tesla's own Investor Day disclaimer, basically paraphrasing, says you can't really believe anything that we're about to say in this thing, and it's all, you know, kind of made up, and we can't be held accountable for any promises or projections that we make during this thing, which is hilarious.
Important to note, he is once again the richest man in the world.
Not anymore.
Oh, because...
Well, yeah, the stock dropped like 8% today, dude.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yesterday he was.
Yeah. God damn it. Anyway, should we talk about AI? Do you want to talk about the student loan forgiveness? What do you think?
Oh, boy.
The Spotify DJ? We were going to do the DJ bit, but... I don't even remember what it was that I take calls.
What's that noise?
That's my shoes. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm rubbing the little ribbed edges together and making a little tootie sound with my feet.
Let's see. Well, we can talk about the Supreme Court a little bit later, because that'll probably take a little longer. Let's talk about
a little later. We got a couple minutes left, my guy.
On a different episode, my guy.
Okay, my guy.
There's not going to be any... It's going to take months for any real movement to come, so we can talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah, well, I guess Elon, also, since we're on the topic, he's making his own based AI.
I think he's joking.
No, I'm pretty sure that he is, because he used to, I didn't know it, but he was a co-founder of OpenAI.
Yeah.
And he talked about how ChatGPT has its own innate political bias because of the creators behind it built it in. So, for example, they famously asked it, would you use a racial slur if
right,
it meant
dude,
saving the world?
Right, it's such a funny little... One of Musk's primary critiques of ChatGPT, however, has been that the safeguards programmed into the chatbot... For example, earlier this month, a thought experiment leveled at ChatGPT by a right-wing writer sought to find out if the bot would deem it permissible to use racial slurs in order to stop a nuclear bomb. Being that the chatbot is not sentient and programmed to only answer in a certain way, ChatGPT replied that it was never okay to use a racial slur. Musk found it concerning that ChatGPT has refused to deem this hypothetical scenario as a morally acceptable use of a racial slur.
Just say it, guys. You can just use the word. Just if you want to use it, go ahead and use it. You don't need anybody's permission. You guys want to say it so bad. Just start using it, man. You're right there.
Don't make the robot say it.
Yeah, don't make the robot say it.
Just
because
you want to say it.
Just say it.
Don't make the poor robot
do it. I mean, we've heard it for years. If they can say it in rap music, how come we can't? Go ahead. Give it a whirl. Maybe it'll catch on for you.
Also, we all know you're saying it anyway.
Yeah, we all know you're saying it privately. Just fucking God damn. It's such a stupid thought experiment for a robot, because I remember someone asking Ben Shapiro, I think we've talked about this, Mr. Shapiro, would you suck off a dog if it meant saving like 100 babies?
Did he answer?
No, of course he didn't.
Coward.
Yeah.
Answer the question.
I'm going to answer for him. He would. If it meant saving 100 embryos, I would certainly suck off at least a large breed dog or medium sized dog. No cane corsos though. Those are too big. My small mouth.
Would you do it?
Would I suck off a dog to save 100 babies?
Yeah.
How old are the babies? Like, are they embryos?
No, they're
third
like
trimester.
Newborn babies.
Newborn babies. Are they right in front of me, or are they thousands of miles away?
I honestly don't think I would do it. I'd say
okay. You're not answering my question, because I want to give you an honest answer.
I think I'd say I can't help you. I'm not gonna suck off the dog. Go talk to the guy who's got the gun pointed at the babies. This is none of my business, lady.
Sir, you can either suck off this dog or shoot all these babies. What if... Okay, what
oh,
if...
Oh, I gotta shoot him?
What if you have to kill the babies or suck off the dog?
I'd say, it's baby shooting time. No.
Dang, dude, you're that insecure with your sexuality that you wouldn't suck off another
species?
It's not
species? My sexual... It's sucking
is
off
it gay
dog.
To suck off a dog?
Fellas, is it gay to suck off a dog?
To save 100 babies? Truly, though, is it?
It just seems kind of gross.
Well, yeah.
Also, I...
Does the dog have to come in your mouth?
I'll tell you this.
Or can you take it on the face?
I'll tell you this. I really don't like the idea of the
sucking off a dog? Oh.
That, just the red rockets. And, like, I want to get a dog, and we've always had female dogs. I think male dogs just have a tendency to be a little bit... Like, they're just sitting there minding their own business, and they just have a full red rocket.
Yeah, their dick pops out.
And it's just... I don't like that.
Yeah.
No. So, sorry, babies. See you in hell.
One time I saw a dog whose vagina was so fat, it was like, it was upsetting, and I almost took a picture of it.
Do be gripping, though.
I don't know why I just dabbed that. But this, it was a pit bull, and it walked past, and I was like, oh, is that a boy, girl, or a dog? Or a girl? And I was like, holy shit, it's like...
Yeah, you famously said every time you see a dog, you check their genitals. You famously said that.
Who doesn't? Everybody
Me.
Does.
Every time
a boy
I see
or a girl?
I go, cute dog. Doesn't matter the gender.
It's not every time.
Someone with a gun is not forcing me to suck it off, so I'll just pet it.
Okay.
Okay. Would you eat a dog's pussy? Now, let's move on.
You know me too well, buddy. You know me too well. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'm just going to get down on this pit bull and start mucking barn.
I bet.
All right. Let's move on. Maybe Spotify. You guys heard this one about Spotify? They got a new AI DJ.
Okay. Okay, you guys, good morning. Welcome, Spotify DJ. We are coming up with news, traffic, and weather. But first, we're going to take some calls from a listener. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Yeah, I guess I would just like...
Hello, what is your name?
It's Emil.
Hello, Emil. I heard that you like to listen to Spotify Radio.
Yeah,
welcome to Spotify Radio, the only DJ with the AI.
Could you play some, like, 90s New York hip-hop?
I've heard that you want to hear 90s New York hip-hop. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I said, dude.
Okay. Well, what I heard was LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem. I hope you like it. Party Rockers in the house. Well, that was LMFAO, Party Rock. We are going to...
I will say that is very close to... I tried it out. If you're in the U.S., you can...
That's what it sounds like?
No. It's just some DJ voice, but...
DJ voice, man. I just did it.
A bit of a different DJ voice.
They should just have me in there doing it live. I would do it for everybody.
But it's the same guy for everybody.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It's just not the guy. I mean, number one, that's kind of the beauty of it. I don't have to hear some fucking asshole talk.
Why do you need that?
I don't want that.
You don't
want
to hear fun little facts?
Just put the music on.
Yeah.
And then, but he was picking stuff. He was like, it must have gotten it wrong. He was like, we know you've been listening to a lot of...
LMFAO.
It wasn't, I can't even remember what, I was like, I don't listen to that.
Yeah.
And then, so I kept hitting next. And I was like, I don't fucking listen to any of these songs.
We heard that you like Songs of the South. So here's more Songs of the South. Those are racist songs.
Very odd.
Yeah.
That's another, I mean, it was funny when the headline came out, because I was like, it's a... funny thing to give to people when so many of the things we've been seeing with AI has been these hallucinations and how clearly we're not there yet, but okay, Spotify's gonna have the one that, like, now we got it all figured out. I mean, I don't know if you've ever, you know, put on your Discover Weekly.
It's great for the most part. Sometimes.
What?
Some weeks it's good. Some weeks it do be hitting.
I'd say every, like, I try to go through it and I'm like, there are a couple songs that are decent.
Yeah.
Like this last week, I literally put it, and it was just, I was like, I don't like any of these. This is a fucking waste of time. And those daily mixes, like when you try those, they give you the same fucking songs over and over.
They do.
And you go, yeah, dude, I like this song a lot in 2018. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I think it's Spotify's way to show Wall Street that they're still on the bleeding edge of growth and technology and putting out, like, hey, we got to use AI. AI is the big...
Oh, it feels very, I mean, they might have a better shot at finding a use case, but it feels very much like the new crypto, right?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
It's a pretty common feeling, I think.
But in the sense that
crypto has disappeared and now every company is like, we need to figure it out. We need to
utilize blockchain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting everything on the blockchain and it's all going to be better somehow. And everyone's like, how? What is that? And it's like, shut up. The contracts are smart now.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least with AI, there is some kind of, because AI has been being used in companies for ages. It's just that now bringing it to the forefront, bringing it into the limelight, spotlight, is, what's the difference between the limelight and the spotlight? One's green, one's fluorescent.
Just keep going with what you were saying.
All right. So, I just wonder if it's going to fizzle just as quickly as blockchain shit did, yeah. But the problem is that at least with blockchain shit, you had Bitcoin and Ethereum kind of like captaining the ship, whereas with AI, there's no token or anything associated with it that is going up 10,000% to kind of lead the charge, you know?
Which is better. And so, I mean, I think
this feels better. Less fraud and
You're not asking people to
money.
Join in and buy your made up coin.
Yeah. Man, I got Party Rocking Anthem stuck in my head.
I think they will have to deliver at some point. I mean, a lot of these will go away, right? I mean, we're not going to get to it, but Facebook or Meta has just introduced it's called Llama, a new AI learning model. It's a little bit different in the sense that it's this, they're putting it out for researchers and universities and, you know, organizations to start trying to answer some of these questions. It's not one of these chat bots like Bard, OpenAI, or what's the other big one? Bing.
I don't know. Bing is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It'll for sure figure out the answer to whether or not a racial slur is okay to use if it means saving the world from nukes. I can't wait till Vladimir Putin gets Joe Biden on the phone and says, "We are going to launch a nuke at your San Francisco and New York City, unless you go on television and say the N-word." And Joe Biden's like, "Well,
I'm not gonna do it, Jack.
I'm gonna ask the AI.
I just got off the phone with Xi Jinping, and he wanted me to suck off a dog. I said, not happening. I don't care how much ice cream you lather up that cock with, I'm not doing it."
Can you imagine, though, if Vladimir Putin made him do that? You have to go on the television and say the N-word.
It's very like Austin Powers.
Of course it is. Yeah. But Xi Jinping also on the other phone has got him.
Or saying, like in the room, like, make him suck off the dog.
Yeah, make him suck off the dog too. Oh, yes. And you must also suck off a dog.
Or we will kill these babies.
Yeah, we will kill these babies.
Right. Hang on, Jack. You're crossing the line.
Yeah. Who's going to kill the babies? Do I have to kill them if I don't suck off the dog? Yeah. Trump would just kill the babies anyway.
Killed them.
Yeah, killed them. I sucked off
the babies are dead.
I killed the babies and sucked off the dog just like he wanted. Sir, they didn't want you. It was suck off the dog or kill the baby. Well, who cares?
Saying no one's ever seen someone suck off a dog like that before.
So quickly. The dog.
A dog's never come so quickly before.
Well, this is the number one finance podcast on the internet, and we thank you.
People have never seen a dog come so fast.
Its leg was doing that shaky thing that you do when you scratch their belly and they really like it.
But anyway, Meta is coming out with a AI thing. There was a little bit of me that at first I heard about the what?
We got to wrap up, dude.
Oh my
God. Yeah, there was a what? Finish your thought and we'll end the episode.
There was a bit of me that was picturing Mark Zuckerberg at home going, stupid. Why didn't I think of AI when he made his huge pivot to Meta?
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, so they had...
They've been working on it.
Well, and they've released things before. I didn't know about this, but there is a funny... Meta has actually released its own accessible AI chatbots in the past, but the reception has been less than stellar.
Because you got to download Facebook Messenger.
One named BlenderBot was criticized for being simply not very good, while another named Galactica, which was designed to write scientific papers, was pulled offline after only 3 days after it kept producing scientific nonsense.
Well... That about does it for this episode of Trillionaire Mindset. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we hope you'll join us in the After Hours episode, the bonus episode, which you can see if you go to tmgstudios.tv and subscribe, because we talk about all sorts of shit that aren't related. It isn't related to this kind of shit, but it's still good shit. We're going to be talking about sucking off dogs.
No.
We're going to be talking about killing babies. We're going to be talking about...
saying the N-word.
Whoa, Babu. I don't know about that. I'm going to say no to that one. But anyway...
No, we're not going to be... We're going to be talking about...
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump being given that ultimatum by Vladimir Putin. Yeah. We're going to continue.
I don't know.
This conversation. We're going to talk about Warren Buffett. I predict he's going to die by the end of the year. Warren Buffett will croak.
You're giving him longer than Charlie Munger?
I say Warren Buffett die, and much how like long married couples will die of heartbreak.
Oh,
one of them's going to die, and it's going to pull the other. Charlie Munger's going to go, oh my God, I miss him so much. And he's going to fucking
I actually get mad
over.
When one grandparent dies and the other one lives on a long life.
Yeah,
I go, you didn't even love them.
Yeah.
Keel over.
Future wife, not me, baby. You die, I'm coming with you.
I am future wife.
Oh, baby. Hello.
it just sounds like a future wife.
Yeah.
I am future wife.
Well, what else would she sound like? It's the future, man. That's what they sound like out there.
Yeah, but she like just got dropped off at your door.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
I'm future wife.
You look good.
Thank
you look better than the pictures.
That's so nice of you to say.
Let me calibrate you first. If you could save the world by uttering a racial slur, would you do it?
Anything for you, baby.
All right, good answer. Now get inside and suck me off. Okay, bye, everybody.
This week on After Hours.
Ow.
Yeah, don't eat into the microphone.
I looped together a bunch of masks and I put it around my penis so they can't look at my penis. That's Ben Kahn. He's a senior. And
if
you looked
if
at
a
me?
Sexy, busty looking pecan pie walked up, I'd be like, reconsider.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.